Reevaluate the definition of happiness for clarity and retention. All of our actions, goals, and choices are motivated by the desire to find happiness. It is important to reflect on what happiness truly means on a personal level. Many people unknowingly adopt society's definition of happiness, which often suggests that happiness comes from perfection, wealth, and material possessions. However, research indicates that pursuing these objectives typically results in dissatisfaction and a lack of fulfillment. The ongoing pressure to achieve perfection, constantly succeed, and compete with others leads to stress and feelings of isolation rather than genuine happiness. In A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge learns that focusing only on money makes him miserable. He finds true happiness when he values relationships and generosity instead. From a young age, we're taught to ask ourselves three questions. Who am I? What should I do? And how do I connect with others? Often, we are led to believe that we are incomplete and need to achieve more, promoting a view of happiness based on success and wealth. Redefine happiness. You can change how you think about happiness by letting go of old beliefs and making space for a new understanding. Start by noticing when negative thoughts arise, like self-criticism or pressure to fit in. Acknowledge them, but don't let them control you. Real happiness comes from knowing yourself and using your skills to help others. You don't need to completely change your life. Just choose to focus on what matters to you. This decision will not only make you happier but also positively impact those around you. Small, consistent actions can lead to big changes in the world, creating a place where everyone feels valued. Begin by making choices that align with your true self and benefit others. Lies about happiness and how to break free. In the late 1990s, Demi Moore, known as one of her generation's top stars, appeared to have everything: beauty, fame, wealth, and a high-profile marriage. But despite her immense success, she battled with self-doubt and body image issues. Her autobiography reveals a surprising truth. Even at the peak of her career, she never felt good enough. This feeling is shared by many who achieve societal success but still feel inadequate. Many of us have been misled by three falsehoods about happiness. Lie number one: you're incomplete as you are. One common belief pushed by society is that you're always lacking something. It makes you think no matter how much you achieve, it's never good enough. This mindset leads to self-judgment and feeling like you're always falling short. You might catch yourself saying, "I'm dumb," or "I can't do anything right." These thoughts aren't really yours. They're learned from a culture that constantly says you're not adequate. Try using a method called the breakup to tackle this issue. When you start connecting your value as a person with your behaviors, split the thought into two parts. For example, instead of thinking, "I forgot Brian's birthday, so I'm a terrible person," think, "I forgot Brian's birthday, but that doesn't define my worth." This technique, based on cognitive behavioral therapy, helps you distinguish between your actions and your inherent value, encouraging self-acceptance without conditions. Lie number two: happiness comes from achieving certain goals. Another misconception about happiness is that it comes from achieving specific goals. These goals, like wealth, popularity, and approval from others, often leave you feeling empty once you get them. For example, tennis star Andre Agassi reached the top rank in his sport but felt nothing. The goals others set for him didn't satisfy him because they weren't his own. Consider what truly matters to you. Are your goals driven by society's expectations or your values? Prioritize goals like building strong relationships, helping your community, and personal growth. These goals bring happiness not just when you achieve them, but also as you work towards them. Lie number three: you're separate from others. A common misconception about happiness is thinking we're alone in our pursuit. Modern society often encourages independence, which can lead to feeling isolated. However, true happiness comes from our relationships with others. Studies prove that the happiest people have strong social connections. On the flip side, Loneliness can seriously harm both mental and physical well-being. Strengthen your connections by discovering what makes others special. Seek shared interests, do things together, and ask meaningful questions. Recognizing how relationships boost your potential helps you appreciate their importance. Seeing happiness in a new way can change how you feel. This new happy idea says you're already good enough, grow by being true to yourself, and are deeply connected to others. This change helps you explore how to find lasting joy and fulfillment. True happiness is interconnected and holistic. In 1943, psychologist Abraham Maslow proposed a theory on human motivation. He identified 5 basic needs: physical, safety, social, esteem, and self-actualization. Despite popular belief, Maslow did not illustrate these needs as a pyramid. The pyramid perpetuates some misunderstandings about self-actualization, suggesting it's about achieving fame, power, and wealth. However, Maslow defined self-actualization as pursuing actions driven by your true inner self. Maslow's hierarchy focuses on individual needs without considering connections or a greater purpose. However, helping others is crucial for genuine happiness. It's not just a basic need like sleep or food. It also boosts your mood, reduces stress, and improves well-being. Helping activates the brain similarly to eating or intimacy, releasing feel-good chemicals. Overcome challenges. Asking for help can be tough because we often feel it makes us seem unworthy. Even successful people like Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps struggled with this. But it's important to realize that everyone needs assistance sometimes. When you ask for help, you're also giving someone else the chance to experience the joy of helping others. To make it easier, try being kind to yourself and making a list of signs that show when you need help. Remember, your emotions are valuable signals about whether your needs are being met. You can create a better world by making 3 simple changes in your daily life. 1. Start by asking yourself, "How can I contribute?" and look for opportunities to help others. 2. Reflect on, "Who has supported me?" and make sure to appreciate the help you've received. 3. Pay attention to, "Where are others helping?" and notice the positive things happening around you. By making these small changes, you can shift from seeing the world as a competition to viewing it as a network of connections filled with goodness that you can be part of. Unveil and apply your distinct talents effectively. Richard Adams, a civil servant, found his talent later in life at 52. One morning, while driving his kids to school, they asked him to make up a story. He crafted a tale about 2 rabbits named Hazel and Fiver who go on a dangerous journey. This story later became the beloved book Watership Down. Adams' experience shows that discovering your talents can happen at any age, proving it's never too late to find your own path. Everyone possesses special abilities categorized as humanity, talent, and wisdom. Your gifts bring joy, are incomparable, and can greatly benefit others. They are personal and are recognized by how they resonate with you. Using them connects you deeply with your true self and brings a sense of vitality. To express your kindness and good nature, start by nurturing love within yourself. Imagine sending love to others or doing so during face-to-face interactions. Pause and ask yourself, "What's the next kind thing I can do?" It could be as simple as helping someone or saying something nice. By staying open to love, you build deep connections with others and make our world happier and more peaceful. Discover your talents. Unearth your talents by following what genuinely excites you. Pay attention to moments of curiosity and enthusiasm, and let these guide your journey. Convert these interests into skills by engaging in activities that immerse you completely, those times when you're so engrossed that hours fly by. Collaborating with others can also amplify your talents. As you develop your abilities, you can deepen your current pursuits, explore related areas, or venture into entirely new territories. Reflecting on your life story, achievements, challenges, and connections with others can offer valuable insights to help both individuals and society move forward positively. It's often hard to recognize your own wisdom, but sharing your experiences can contribute to our collective understanding and foster societal growth. Discovering and utilizing your talents not only boosts your own happiness, but also positively impacts those around you. What are your special abilities? How will you use them to make a difference? View the world with new eyes. Imagine you're an astronaut, floating in space like Edgar Mitchell. Looking down at Earth, you realize how everything is connected. You feel a deep sense of responsibility and connection. This overview effect shows how dependent we are on our planet. It urges you to use your unique abilities to help take care of it. Albert Einstein believed in the power of developing and using your natural talents for personal happiness and community well-being. He understood how this interconnectedness leads to satisfaction. Similarly, indigenous cultures stress the importance of community and interconnectedness, which brings mental, physical, and ecological benefits. Connect with the world through broadened identity. Expand how you see yourself beyond just you. See yourself as part of a vast humanity. Acknowledge how much the world supports your life and well-being. Each day, countless people, both now and in the past, have contributed to your comfort and survival. Thinking about this can inspire you to give back and find deeper happiness. Success isn't just about winning or getting rich and famous. It's about using your talents to make a positive difference. Start using your talents at work by blending them into your daily tasks. Adjust your job to fit your talents, making you more fulfilled and effective. If your current job doesn't let you do this, look for new roles and chances. Take ownership of community connections. Acknowledge your position in your community. Whether it's your neighborhood, a club, or an online group, these connections matter. Take responsibility and lead. Communities can effectively address local issues. Identify areas lacking happiness and take action to make a difference. Solving big global problems needs everyone's effort. No one person can fix everything alone, but together we can achieve a lot. Think about a global issue that matters to you and how your talents can help. Look to inspiring people. Be yourself. Use your talents in new ways. Challenge how things are. Fight for fairness. Stay hopeful by taking action. Face challenges. And start small while aiming big. You have what it takes to make a real difference. Key points. 1. True happiness comes from self-awareness and helping others. 2. Societal success often leads to stress and loneliness. 3. Challenge, old happy, beliefs to find, new happy. 4. Strong social connections are key to lasting joy. 5. Use your unique talents to benefit yourself and others. 6. Helping others improves mood and well-being. 7. View the world as interconnected for deeper fulfillment.